Letter Writing Campaign is giving you the chance to write encouragement to a specific group of believers. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to talk about several ways that you can be a blessing, both to other Christians who are suffering for their faith and to those who've never heard the good news. We're sharing the headlines that can help you find your place in the story. We'll start out today with a look at the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church on Sunday, November 5th. And there's an obvious focus for praying for persecuted Christians. But there's something else that you can do. You can write a letter. See, each year, the Orange Letter Campaign, through the Facebook page 838, focuses on a specific group of persecuted believers to send letters to from Christians around the world. And this year, the letters will be going to persecuted believers from North Korea, the hardest country on earth in which to live as a Christian. Tom Doyle with 838 and E3 Partners explains.
They can write a short letter, and it will be delivered to North Korean believers that have defected into China, South Korea, and also maybe your letter will actually be read on a broadcast into North Korea to build those new believers up in Christ.
If you'd like to write a letter of encouragement to a North Korean brother or sister, get the details at missionnews.org.
We want the body of Christ around the world to know that even if they're alone, even if they're studying the Bible in the middle of the night, they're connected to a big family that prays for them, that loves them, that will spend eternity with them. And we want them to understand that. And so that's the reason we're doing what we call the Orange Letter Campaign.
Next, in the United States, daylight savings this Sunday means an extra hour of sleep. But what if instead of sleeping, we prayed for Christians under fire? Leading us in prayer today is FMI's Bruce Allen.
Lord Jesus, the earth is yours and the fullness of it. And so even these places where there is darkness, these are still your places, and we claim your sovereignty over those places. We pray that your light breaks through in magnificent ways, even to give encouragement to people as they're going through difficult time, whether they're in a prison and feeling lonely and abandoned, or whether they're facing persecution out in the community from employers or their own family members. We pray for their ability to continue living the life that you want them to live in these places. It's in your great name we pray, and for the sake of your kingdom. Amen.
FMI works in the world's three largest Muslim-dominant countries, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan, where persecution of Christians is severe. Would you also pray for the believers there? And finally, as you celebrate Christmas this year, why not add to the celebration by making it possible for someone else to hear the Christmas story in their language for the first time? You can do that through the Wycliffe Bible Translator USA's gift catalog. Pixie Christensen of Wycliffe explains.
The catalog is our favorite project of the entire year because we get to think about it not only in terms of the translation projects and getting the word in people's language, getting it out there, but we think about it from the perspective of a person who's looking at the catalog and thinking about giving a gift that has eternal value.
There are 18 gifts that you can choose from, all of which advance the Word of God among people groups around the world. Take this project in Bible story training in Papua New Guinea.
There are 12 language groups that will have the opportunity to hear God's word for the very first time in their language. Again, it's key stories from Genesis and the New Testament that will show them God's love for the people and then prepare them for the translation of the entire New Testament.
We've explored some of these gifts and the ways that you can interact with the gift catalog in the story at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.